easing investor concern that interest rates may rise earlier than previously forecast, saying the United States will need Fed stimulus for some time. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Yellen said Monday that the Fed hasn't done enough to combat unemployment, even after holding interest rates near zero for more than 5 years. The Fed's balance sheet is now up to $4.23 trillion with bond purchases. Yellen, speaking at a conference in Chicago, said, quote, "This extraordinary commitment is still needed and will be for some time. And I believe that view is widely shared by my fellow policymakers. The scars from the Great Recession remain, and reaching our goals will take time," end quote. So what are those goals? More on that after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced, while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. Understanding the Fed's policies, almost impossible. Fed Chair Janet Yellen claims that real people are behind the statistics of the Fed's policies. In Chicago, she described how one person, Vicky Lira, lost two jobs, endured homelessness, and now serves food samples part-time at a grocery store. But what Fed Chairman Yellen did not explain, how does the endless printing of the dollar and holding interest rates to zero fix that? Yellen never says, only claims that the Fed is committed to spurring the economy and putting 10.5 million people back to work. Is there a plan to do that? Of course not, because the Fed's policies don't and can't do that. The reality is we all know the Fed is a failure, but the good news is more and more Americans are finally beginning to see that. The importance of truth in media? Go no further than the Federal Reserve, an issue that media continues to ignore and new media continues to expose. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Why does a U.S. orthodontist make more than some CEOs? You get that dental bill and you'll know. implants, partial or full bridge. The kids need braces? Fractions of U.S. prices. Balloon angioplasty for heart patients in the U.S. is $50,000. Thailand, under $7,000. Heart bypass, joint and hip replacement, cancer, many procedures under the price of your Obamacare deductible and copay. Don't risk bankruptcy. Hit us up now. We'll show you how at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And hour number three, Dan is now in our control room handling the phone when you call on in. Here's an interesting bit of story. We're seeing this ongoing debate about Obama's use of executive orders. It's resulted in the threat of a lawsuit from Boehner. It's resulted in Obama saying, go ahead, so sue me and see how far you get. And it's going back and forth on that issue. And we all know that the executive order is not intended for the president to just create laws out of thin air. But we are seeing this story over here in Extra Public TV where Obama is urging his cabinet to find more ways to use presidential executive powers to deal with the border crisis. And there was this quick little blurb on Fox News during the top of the hour break where Obama is out there saying the GOP in Congress won't do its job, so I will have to act. Well, Mr. Obama, it isn't the Congress or the GOP that has fallen down on doing their job. Looking at the organization chart of the United States government, the Border Customs Enforcement Department is part of the Department of Homeland Security, which is part of the executive branch. It is and always has been your job, Mr. President, to secure our borders against smugglers, illegal immigrants, and especially people coming into this country with serious, contagious medical problems. It is you, President Obama, who's not doing his job. In fact, we would go so far as to say you've joined the other side by basically setting things up to open the floodgates and let these people come in here. Because remember, the Department of Homeland Security last January solicited bids for a vendor to handle 65,000 unaccompanied minors. They knew in January this was going to be happening. It's not a surprise. It's not a surge. They have been planning and engineering this. There are laws regarding the flow of people across our border. And you, Mr. President, as the chief executive, your job is to carry out the will of the Congress, to enforce those laws, including the laws for immigration. Not stamp your foot petulantly and say, you've got to change the laws to something I want. And if you do not want to do your job to execute the will of the Congress, you can resign anytime you want. But to stand there, allow this flood of infected illegals to come on into this country, and then stamp your foot and say, Congress has to change the law to something that I want. No, that's not the way the job works. Mr. Supposed Constitutional Professor, you need to go back and review that document, because you are way out of line. You're way over the line. Your job is to enforce the laws passed by Congress, and that includes the laws regarding immigration. Not ignore them, bypass them, and try and use your executive authority to turn this nation into something not intended either by the people or the Congress. That's not your job. If you do not like your job having the limits imposed on it by the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, do the honorable thing and resign. Not that I'm all that hot to have Joe Biden in the Oval Office, but at least something would change here. But Obama's out there telling his cabinet, look for ways I can use my pen and pad of paper to change things. And by the way, our concerns about the illnesses being brought into this country by these illegals are justified. Apparently, up in Sacramento, at Grant Union High School, they have an outbreak of infectious active tuberculosis. They've got four more patients over the ones they already have. They've got this outbreak in Sacramento. Where's the Department of Homeland Security sending these unaccompanied minors? California, all over the place. Murrieta, Los Angeles. If a foreign government was behind this, we would call it an act of biological warfare to send people infected with contagious diseases into our country to infect everybody else. We'd call it an act of biological warfare. What do we call it when the president is doing this? Now then, on to some more news. Story online Athens, also was covered in Fox News. There's a new whistleblower who has come forward saying that the Veterans Affairs purged, meaning erased, more than 10,000 applications for VA benefits at their central data management center. And it was done to allow the VA officials to meet targets for bonuses imposed by Obamacare. They had a flood of all these wounded soldiers. We've got way too many. We're not going to get our bonuses. I'll just purge the records. Boom, they're gone. Remember that story you reported on yesterday where this guy finally got his first appointment to see a VA doctor 22 months after he died? This is a systemic problem. Changing the head of the VA, certainly putting in the former CEO of Procter & Gamble's, is not going to correct this problem. This has become the new government game. Every time we discover a new huge scandal, oh, we'll change the person at the top. Rest assured, the problem has gone away and you don't need to think about it anymore. Yeah, we do. Changing the chairman of the Federal Reserve has never once stopped the Federal Reserve from continuing its financial predations. Changing the head of the VA is not going to change the absolute callous disregard for the health and welfare of our veterans that we have seen through administration after administration after administration. Changing the person at the top doesn't change anything at all. It's just done to placate the voters and lull you into a false sense of security that somehow the problem is being dealt with, and it isn't. Now, speaking of the NSA, apparently the U.S. government found some means to prevent Glenn Greenwald from publishing his latest story, which was supposed to include a list of names of people the NSA has been spying on. We're not exactly sure how that came down, but British Prime Minister David Cameron apparently instructed a member of his cabinet to tell the Guardian newspaper there would be serious consequences if they published this story. So we're down here to a point where the leaders of the nations are out there openly threatening their own people to try and keep this thing under wraps, under control. Now, CryptoMay is saying they're going to go ahead and publish this list of names themselves sometime this month. And they're saying they need to do it because if this full scale of the story of the NSA doesn't come out, there's probably going to be a war. Meaning what they're going to expose is how the NSA is driving all these world players towards war. Through blackmail, exposure of critical information, who knows? Story out of New World Order Patriot Link News Blogspot. U.S. surveillance revelations deepen European fears of web giants. We are continuing to see all over the world. Nobody wants to buy American-made computers. Nobody wants to use American-based computer or cloud services. This has been a financial sledgehammer into the heart of our IT industry at a time when our economy cannot absorb such things. All right, we're going to grab a quick phone call here. Scott in Wisconsin, aloha. Scott, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, a long time not talking to you, brother. How you doing there?
I'm doing okay. What's going on with you?
Well, you know what, Michael? I've been up late at night, too. We've been getting these dangerous thunderstorms that have blown off roofs in my area, and just keeping an eye on the weather for my kids, you know, in case we have to head down in the rabbit hole. Michael, I love you, brother. You keep that fuel oil burning in that soul about these frontline situations of this immigration. I saw a picture in the past of a cartoon where our fearless leader was standing down there on the wall with a Band-Aid over the hole in the wall. Mm-hmm. And when you see this situation, like you were saying, my wife works in a hospital where she has to clean surgery tools. You can't be
okay, Scott, we got it. Scott, we got to take a break for commercials. Don't hang up. I'm going to come back to you after these words from our sponsors.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Watch out for the police. They're lurking in every corner. They'll beat you down for your stash. With handcuffs and guns, I bet they're having fun when they take away your cash. They're on the rise, this oversized gang of pirates on the seas. And don't you get booked.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back and finish up with Scott in Wisconsin. Scott, please wrap up your story.
Well, you know, Michael, the thing is I was talking to you many, many years ago, brother, standing by your side about you waking up to fascism and this situation with the puppets. But Michael, with this border thing, you go back to this situation where you hear people say, well, your four brothers, they come over on the ship and they are over here. But you know what? You go back to where the law was implemented. And that's exactly right, Mike. You go back to that law that says you come here the righteous way. You go through the system the correct way to become American or U.S. citizen, to open a business or to prosper. But when you start busing people across the border and with no identification, letting them run back in your playground, you're going to have trouble. And that's exactly what you were just talking about earlier, is that you have to get this fearless leader. By the way, I've seen his rating is just so low. It's unbelievable. So
yeah, it's
people are waking
here.
Up across. Yeah, people are waking up across this country. So I'll talk to you later, Michael. Take care.
All right, you got it here. I want to have a comment because I got a lot of messages and emails from people saying, well, you know, we should let all these people into the country because, you know, they're fleeing oppressive government and poverty and hunger and starvation. Well, we've got those here in the United States. We have an oppressive, tyrannical government. We have a money junkie derived bank that is looting us of our wealth. And then, you know, leaving isn't necessarily the best of all possible options. For example, over in France, under Louis XVI, when the French people were having to eat rotten food, when all their money had been taken by the bankers, did they go down to Spain, knock on the border, and say, you have to let us in because we don't like it in France? No, they sent Louis XVI to the guillotine. The people in Romania were suffering under cruel government oppression. They didn't go to the border, knock on the neighboring country and say, let us in, we're fleeing oppression. They machine gun Ceausescu on Romanian national TV. When the people of Italy realized that Mussolini was a fascist tyrant who had gotten them into a disastrous war, they didn't go up to the border with Switzerland and say, hey, let us in here. They took Mussolini out of power. When the people of Great Britain realized that King Charles I was bringing in the Scots to use against them to keep them under control, they didn't swim across the channel and ask the French, can we come on in there? They sent Charles I to the chopping block. If these people down there in Central and South America do not like the conditions under which they're living, they should stand up, work together to change that. Whether it means kicking out yet another U.S. puppet regime, or shutting down a private central bank and set up something better. Don't bring your problems up to our country expecting us to just magically make it go away because we've got exactly the same problems you do. We have a government that holds on to power through fraudulent elections, a predatory private central bank that is the exact copy of the one that we fought a revolution to be free of 200 some odd years ago. We don't have enough jobs for our legal citizens, let alone for the flood of illegals. We don't have enough food and water. Let me qualify that. We don't have enough safe food and water for our legal citizens, let alone 50,000 coming across the border. Whatever ideological purpose this policy is satisfying, it is not thought all the way through in terms of its consequences. I understand these people are coming from situations in which they're suffering under hardship. I understand that, but we're seeing hardship in Palestine, courtesy of the Israelis. Nobody's talking about letting them migrate to the United States of America. It's a very ham-fisted, agenda-driven policy, and it isn't working. And now we're getting reports of legal school kids, legal citizens in this country, becoming infected with the very tuberculosis that 2 weeks ago we reported was coming across the border. As I said, if this was a foreign government that was sending people carrying infectious diseases into our population to spread those illnesses, we would call it an act of biological warfare. What do we call it when it's the president doing this? All right. Now then, I'm sorry, Dennis, for keeping you waiting so long. I had to get that off my chest. Dennis in Florida, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, now you've kind of diffused the reason I called.
Oh, sorry about that.
Well, don't apologize. For a while there, you seem to be using the government as the scapegoat for everything that's going on. Of course, obviously, I know that it goes beyond that, but how do we go beyond that? I mean, how do we look beyond the government? I mean, the shills that really are controlled by corporations and banks and lobbyists and this and that.
Oh, it all goes up to those private central banks. Those private central banks rule everything through debt. That's their model. They've been getting away with it for hundreds and hundreds of years, and it is time for it to stop.
So now I think the most important issue, if you were to pick one, would be money, credit, the power of creating credit and money, which the banks obviously have. How do we take that back? And I like your, I mean, I kind of vaguely understand your idea about energy as a currency. That's a little far-fetched. Most people aren't going to grasp that, but we do have to come up. I think we forget the fact that credit and money can be created, and we should take that power back from the Federal Reserve. That's
we absolutely should. Thomas Jefferson said the power to create and control the currency ought to be taken away from the banks and given it back to the people whom it rightfully belongs to. It's our money system. What, you know, it was hijacked by a bunch of private bankers who called themselves the Federal Reserve to try and convince us that this was all part of the government, but it's an absolute outright lie. The public currency ought to be handled as a public utility, and that is how the United States of America was set up originally. And it worked. It worked to make the American standard of living the highest in the world, and the bankers absolutely hated it. The bankers can't stand the idea of a country, a community, or a people living free from debt, because that debt is how they own and control you. Their dream is a world hopelessly plunged into permanent debt and unable to get out. That's what they want. They don't want anybody to ever be free of debt. Look at the comments that we're talking about Abraham Lincoln when he brought back the greenback. And they said, horror upon horror, is a government able to make its own money and be free of debt? This can't be allowed to survive. It'll destroy all the monarchies.
That's what this... Now, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
What? Now, I like history, and I hear good and bad things about Abraham Lincoln. So I don't know what to believe. I didn't live in that time. I don't know what to believe. So I go on my gut instinct usually, and he tried to. I mean, the story is he freed the slaves, right? I don't know. Did he put his
well?
Under
no,
the
no. That was no. He was basically trying to hold the Union together, and he seized on the issue of slavery as his way of motivating the Union to go along with that. The Confederacy was supported by the banking clans of Europe who wanted an end to Lincoln's greenbacks. If they can't make money off of a war, you know, they're going to side with the side that's going to plunge the most debt and produce the most profit. At one point, Britain and France seriously considered invading Washington, D.C. in support of the Confederacy, and they were held in check by Russia, which had just abandoned their serfdom system and adopted a financial system modeled after the one in the United States. When they talk about this clash of civilizations, what they really mean is it's a war between banking systems, between the public currency as a public utility and the public currency as a privatized means of enslavement and control. That's what it's all about. We got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Thanks, Mark.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
What's really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Mike Lindell. Give the average radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listen to Mike Lindell. Open your eyes. Tune in to Mike Lindell. Really happened radio.
Welcome back to the show. We're going to take a couple more phone calls here. Billy in South Dakota. Aloha, Billy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I just wanted to tell you a very brief story. Okay? International relationships. This is, you know, everybody says problem, problem, problem. In this case, my wife works at a college. She's a cook. Some of the kids she works with are Muslim. She noticed that they weren't eating meat. She said, why? It has to be killed in a special way. And if you're an atheist, we'll just have to agree to disagree. Still, we have a homestead. So we got chickens and goats and geese and all kinds of stuff. So we invited them down, and they were able to kill animals and eat meat, finally. Well, on Sunday, they came down, beginning of Ramadan.
Mm-hmm.
I felt moved to give them a goat, literally. Mm-hmm. So that awkward moment comes when they... paying for the five chickens they bought, and they want to pay for the goat. I said, here's how you pay for the goat. You go home. You tell your families and you tell your friends that while you were in this country, someone cared for you and about you. Period. That'll be 100 times worth more than the value of that goat.
Yeah, that's a very good thing that you did here. And, you know, left to themselves, Jews, Christians, and Muslims will get along with each other because it's just not worth the trouble to make trouble for each other when we, you know, we're better suited spending our time to take care of our families, our children, our businesses, our homes. And it's only these self-declared rulers, leaders, hysterics, and fanatics that try and whip up discord out of which they gain political power and great wealth.
Precisely.
If the entire world was just getting along, all buddy-buddy, the money junkies couldn't make money off of wars.
No, no.
You know,
my point to them was, look, what my government does, I have no control over. I mean, I really don't. But what I do, I have control over. And I care about you.
Well, that was a really, really good thing. All righty. Well, listen, Billy, thank you very much for what you did and for by setting a good example. We're going to let you go and switch over to our last phone call for today. Jerry in Chicago. Aloha, Jerry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Thanks a lot for taking my call. Earlier you said something about Obama being a constitutional professor.
I said supposed professor. I qualified.
Okay. Okay, that sounds a little bit better because I think the media beefed him up to be that. I think he was a guest, not a guest speaker, but he was a fill-in speaker for when the guest speakers did not show up.
Yeah, he was a guest student speaker. Yeah, yeah. No, we've already confirmed that. He was not a professor at all there. He was a guest student speaker. He did a couple of lectures. That's basically it. But when you're running for president, you have to tell everybody you were a constitutional law professor and you can walk on water and you have been, you know, you've been to the moon with Neil Armstrong and whatever else they say to get themselves elected. And it's all just this carefully crafted illusion that this is really a swell guy that I want to have in the White House. And frankly, anybody running for the White House, I don't want to be in there. I think we need a binding none of the above. You know, just give them all the old heave-ho.
I agree with you, Mike. Hey, have a great 4th of July, buddy. Be listening to you. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. I mean, after decades of studying the Republicans and the Democrats, I have to tell you in all honesty, anarchy's looking really attractive right about now compared to what we've got here. Now then, not too surprisingly, President Obama's hand-picked Federal Privacy Board has come to the conclusion that the NSA internet monitoring is legal and constitutional. No, it isn't. They're lying to you again. They're trying to hoax you into thinking this is all okay by getting a whole bunch of really expensive experts in suits with lots of gold things hanging on the wall to convince you that you should listen to them and not actually bother reading the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Because a lie sworn to a million times remains a lie, whether it's the legality of warrantless NSA spying on you, human-caused global warming, Saddam's weapons of mass destruction, torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, Spanish mine in Havana Harbor, it doesn't matter how many times they repeat that lie. Russia stole Crimea. That one's getting a lot of play right now. It's still a lie, no matter how many times they say it. By the way, another NSA whistleblower has now come forward, a guy by the name of Bill Binney, who is confirming what Snowden said. The content of all phone calls within the United States is recorded. And 1 million of those a day are transcribed for permanent preservation. No warrant, no probable cause, no signature by a judge. Yes, it's unconstitutional. And that Foreign Intelligence Service Act court can't retroactively legalize it because their jurisdiction is foreign. Remember the United States Supreme Court, Marbury versus Madison. Laws repugnant to the Constitution are automatically null and void. The NSA is completely outside the law and the Constitution, and Obama is completely outside the law and the Constitution, trying to convince you that, yeah, it's okay. Really, it's not a big deal. You're helping the terrorists if you want, you know, privacy. Who needs privacy today? You know, no, nobody needs any privacy, of course, except for those of us in the government. We need privacy. We're seeing a big brouhaha in the news about some new supposed NSA spy-proof products. One is Proton Mail that PayPal helped propel to media Stardom by shutting off their account and seizing their funds on the grounds that encrypted email may be illegal under U.S. law, ignoring the fact that Proton Mail is actually located in Switzerland. And the other one is the Black Phone. This is supposedly a collaboration between anti-NSA encryption powerhouse Silent Circle and Geek's Phone. This is supposedly a cell phone with built-in encryption. Well, the reality is that the law in the United States is very clear. You are not allowed to publish or sell an encryption product without NSA approval. And right now, the government is desperate to make this scandal go away because of its constitutional implications, and they are desperate for Americans to be lulled into a false sense of security so they won't take steps to protect their communications. And that means, in my opinion, and given the long history of NSA backdoors, I would be very cautious about relying on Black Phone or Proton Mail for the transmission of anything I really wanted to keep secret from the U.S. government, like my Aunt Mary's top secret chocolate chip cookie recipe, which is none of their business. Now, we've already established with our six NSA challenges, the NSA cannot actually, with all their expertise and their computers, break new methods of encryption in a timely enough manner to forestall an act of terror or the criminality of people on Wall Street. They want to watch you. That's what this whole massive global spy network is all about, is watching you, the slaves, the sheep, the livestock, to make sure you're not getting dangerous ideas in your head. Like Harold the Flying Sheep over Monty Python. Now, there is another case coming down from the Supreme Court, Riley versus California and United States versus Worry, trying to reassert that the police and the NSA need a warrant to read the data on the cell phone of somebody being arrested. Now, little point of clarification. We already know the police and the NSA aren't obeying the law. All this court decision means is whatever they get from your phone is inadmissible in a court of law, but it doesn't stop them from hearing you talk about something and then finding another source for the same evidence with which to try and convict you. Do not be fooled into thinking these laws have stopped the spying, because they haven't. All these laws say is the evidence is inadmissible unless it's obtained with a warrant. By the way, speaking of lawsuits, can you believe that lawsuit over the Pop-Tart gun case is still going through the courts? The second appeal has failed, where this family of this second grader in Maryland is still trying to get this kid's school record cleared because he nibbled a Pop-Tart into the shape of a gun. And by the way, down in Florida, they've already passed a law saying this is ridiculous. And they're absolutely right. And Maryland is just, by golly, they're going to prove that if you have a Pop-Tart in the shape of a gun, that you're a dangerous criminal, and we have to mark your record for life. We'll be right back after these commercials.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Welcome to the last segment of our program today on this Wednesday. And apparently it has just been announced that foreign airports with flights to the United States are going to have to start engaging in enhanced security because Al-Qaeda in Syria and Yemen have developed stealth bombs that can be smuggled onto planes, you know. Man, they're just wagging the terror at us as hard as they can, trying to sell us back into the idea that we gotta go bomb them before they bomb us. No, the only reason they want to bomb us is we've been bombing them all along. You want to know why all these other countries hate the United States of America? It's not for our freedoms. They don't hate us for our freedoms. Everybody around the world loves freedoms. The only people who don't like freedoms are bankers, the clergy, and politicians. They hate freedom. Everybody else loves freedom. I'll tell you why all these other countries hate the United States of America. Because somewhere in the past, they were just going about their business down in the market, center of town, you know, buying groceries, selling goods, talking to their friends, and all of a sudden there was a horrendous explosion. And people that they had known all their lives, grown up with, been friends with, were lying in bloody pieces at their feet. And on the shrapnel was stamped, made in the USA. That is why they hate us. The people of Chile hate us for overthrowing the elected government of Allende and giving them Pinochet the dictator. The people of Iran hate the United States for overthrowing the elected government of Mohammad Mossadegh and giving them the dictatorship of the Shah. The reason there is so much hate of the United States of America is because the U.S. government can't stop their habit of mucking about with other people's countries and governments. Since the end of World War II, the United States has tried to overthrow the governments of 57 other countries, succeeding 26 times. And that is why these countries hate the United States of America. It's not our freedoms. It's not because we've got Miley Cyrus. It's not because we've got Disneyland. It's because we have a government and a banking system that is dedicated to the idea of dragging the world back to serfdom, with a few wealthy elite owning the planet Earth, and everybody else condemned to lives of servitude and slavery to pay their rent just to be alive. I'm not surprised the poll at our website came back 99% thinking the government is corrupt. They are, demonstrably. There's absolutely no way to avoid that. Story over in commondreams.org, apparently up in New York, the courts there have ruled small towns do have a right to ban fracking activity within their city limits. Apparently the fracking company's attitude was, if we can get fracking into the state, nobody in the state can block us. And the court said, absolutely not. You have to get rights of way for the wells and the pipes from each piece of property you're passing over, and that includes the towns. And towns are continuing to declare moratoriums on this environmentally harmful, unproductive process. Now, here's a bizarre spin on the whole fracking situation. NATO's Secretary General, Anders Fogh Rasmussen, last month claimed the Russian government is covertly funding opposition to fracking. That's their newest spin. There's nothing wrong with fracking. It's all an evil Russian plot. And if you oppose fracking, you are in league with the Russians. I'm surprised they didn't start screaming commies. But that's their new spin. And if you noticed, every time one of these hoaxes starts to fall apart, the first thing they did is say, you're being paid to oppose us. When the world started getting colder, and those of us who knew that the global warming hoax was in fact a hoax, and the carbon Nazis were screaming, you're being paid by the oil companies, you're being paid by these people, show me a receipt. But that was their only answer. When the Mother Nature was proving them wrong, all they could think of is, you're being paid by our enemies. And now they're trying to do that with fracking. Moscow's behind opposition to fracking. If you don't allow fracking in your town, you're in league with the Russians. It's pretty pathetic. Now, I want to chime in here on this Hobby Lobby story. Because George Takei, who's an amazing activist on the issue of LGBT, but he came on out here blasting the Supreme Court decision for allowing Hobby Lobby to opt out of the contraceptive mandate of the Affordable Care Act. And George Takei called the decision a stunning setback for women's reproductive rights. Now, I've worked with George on the Star Trek feature film, and then later on a Rose Parade float where they were riding, and I was working on some of the mechanics of the thing. So I've had a chance to talk to George before, and he's a nice guy. He is genuinely a nice guy, but he's flat out wrong here. All the Supreme Court decision said is that if women want to work for a privately owned company that is opposed to birth control and abortion, then they're going to have to pay for their birth control and their abortion themselves. There is nothing in the Supreme Court decision saying women can't have birth control or abortions. And they are trying to make a huge situation out of this. If you look at the actual prices for birth control pills today, it's not that much. It's not that much at all. This decision by the Supreme Court does not, in fact, limit women's reproductive rights, and George Takei is completely off his nut on this one. However, I'm in agreement the Supreme Court erred on this decision. Why? They made an exception to the law out of respect for an institution of religion, and that is a clear violation of the First Amendment. We should not have had a mandated contraceptive abortive policy imposed on all companies in the country to begin with. Remember, originally the Supreme Court was voting against the constitutionality of Obamacare, and they only changed because Justice Roberts at the last second somehow got coerced or blackmailed into changing his mind. But Obamacare is the problem, and it should be rescinded immediately, because it's turned out to be a complete disaster. And the Supreme Court did err unconstitutionally when it granted Hobby Lobby an exception on the basis of a religious belief, because that is a violation of the First Amendment. And by the way, the Supreme Court's approval level among the American people is down to 30%. Nobody's even trusting them anymore. So I agree with what the Supreme Court, or rather, I agree with George Takei saying it's a bad decision, but not for the reasons George Takei says it was. Because there is nothing in that Supreme Court decision that is a setback for women's reproductive rights. They can buy all the birth control pills they want. They can still get abortions. Period. End of discussion. What they're whining about is it's not free anymore. And if that's going to be an issue for you women, find another company to work for. Or get a supplemental insurance policy on your own that will cover it. But when we get into a culture where people want to live the lives they want to live, no matter what direction they go in, and I'm not criticizing anybody's lifestyle, but then they expect the government to force all the taxpayers to cover the costs, that's not freedom anymore. Because along with the freedom to live your life the way you choose is the responsibility to support yourself in that lifestyle. And if you want to have an active sex lifestyle, reach into your pocket, pay for your birth control pills or your other forms of birth control. And if you make a mistake, be ready to pay for that. This whole screaming about Obamacare was this idea that somehow people could just do whatever they want and the government's going to provide the free stuff. I remember when Jesse Ventura became governor of Minnesota and he went out talking to all these college women who were screaming about how the government wasn't going to be paying for the daycare for their children that they'd born out of wedlock. And J.C. Ventura said, when did the government become responsible for your life choices? And he's absolutely right. He's absolutely right. In any event, we got a bigger problem. And that is these illegals coming across the border are bringing new diseases into this country. And for that, the government should be paying because they made it possible. All right, we're going to head on out of here. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay informed. Talk to everybody about what you're learning here on Republic Broadcasting. Invite them to tune in. Invite them over to whatreallyhappened.com. And please, when you're visiting the Republic Trading, Republic Broadcasting website, rented lips here, hit that donate button. They need your help to stay on the air. I cannot tell you how important it is. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.